Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, dial toll-free and join us here. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The live Saturday edition with Ian and Mark back in the studio after a couple of days off from the show as you and I were in New York City and Manhattan, Mark, to a talkers convention
where
talk show hosts and program directors and managers and big wigs schmooze it up for a day. And it's a lot of fun. We enjoy going. And I think this was either our 9th or 10th year. We've gone so many times, I've lost track. I'm pretty sure we went 05 the first time, so this should have been our 10th time around. Speaking of large-numbered events, the 12th Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up in just over a week. So on Sunday, not tomorrow, but the following Sunday, the 21st, we will begin a week of on-location broadcasting. There's nothing else quite like the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I'm very excited about going. It is not too late to get tickets, although they have gone up to, I believe, the sort of maximum price at this point because you've waited a long time. You've been procrastinating too long at this point, so you will have to pay the full price for the tickets. They are now offering a day pass, by the way, so if you want to go up just for the weekend or something like that, you don't have to buy the full week-long ticket. So keep that in mind as well. Porcfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. I'm super excited about it. It's going to be a big week of planning and packing, and then all of next week will be sort of like a working vacation for us. It's really a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
All right, so to bring you up to speed, in case you're just tuning in, we're talking about another lemonade crackdown. It's been a while since I've heard about one of these stories. That doesn't mean they haven't been happening. It just means I just haven't seen them yet. Zoe and Andrea, age 7 and 8, they wanted to raise the money to take their dad out for Father's Day to a water park. That sounds like fun. Who doesn't like water parks? I mean, unless you're afraid of the water. They're really a lot of fun. And so that's what their goal was. They wanted to do a lemonade stand, which they have done multiple times, according to their mom. But this time, the police showed up about an hour after they opened for business. And the police said that she needed to go and get a permit from the city. And they claimed the city would waive the $150 peddler's fee. But then when mom went to the city and actually inquired about this thing, they then told her, well, we can't give you the peddler's fee until you have a health code permit, and you'll need to go to the county for that. At this point, mom said, screw this.
I'm dizzy.
Ridiculous. So
it's a surprise that any innovation occurs in this country at all with all the the regulations and permits and licensing and all that other stuff.
It's hard to really imagine, Mark, how much more innovative companies could be, how many new upstarts, Uber and Lyft, for instance, these ride-sharing companies were able to start without permits because they had the balls to just go out there and do it. And then ever since, they've been attacked left and right by governments all over the place. That's the punishment for innovators, for people who get into an industry and bring fresh ideas to the table.
It didn't even take that for me. I mean, I've got to say that, am I the only one that is so thoroughly irritated by government stuff that this was, years before I started doing this show, I got I got fired from a job. Basically, the company went under, and a new company was going to come in its place. But I needed a job in the meantime, and I went to the unemployment agency, and I'm like, hey, I need unemployment or whatever. And they gave me some flyer and said to call this number. And I was so irritated at that point that things didn't go my way that I just went out and got a job. I had a job within a few days, and I decided, I don't need this unemployment crap. And I probably wouldn't have gotten the job as quickly it disincentivized me.
Meaning that the business could have opened sooner had they not had to jump through a bunch of government hoops.
Which business are you referring to?
The new one that was going to open up. Is that why it was taking so long?
No, I'm talking about I went out and got a different job rather than just filling out their unemployment thing.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I missed a detail on that.
Yeah, apparently you were fiddling around with something or something else.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, it could have been that they needed government permits in order to open up the doors. I mean, that is pretty typical, right? Like, you know, you generally can't open up some business just by starting it up. I mean, well, there's going to be men with guns coming in to threaten you.
In this case, a radio station changed ownership, mm-hmm. and in that amount of, it was going to be like 3 weeks until I could even talk to the new owner to see whether or not I would be working at that new station. I did happen to, but there was no reason for me to assume that I was going to be. So
yeah, with radio, it's a little different. I guess you they're so heavily regulated, you can't even change ownership without the FCC
right.
paying
so
attention to that.
All shut down.
So let me get back into the story here, Mark, from the lemonade stand with the two girls, because the story we started the show with on this only told us what happened earlier this week. Now, what has happened today is the latest, because they opened up the stand again today, this time for donation. They were not charging for the popcorn and the lemonade that they were attempting to sell earlier in the week.
This is a great way to sort of get around it, and you'll probably get more being 7 and 8 year old little girls.
Although the girls were disheartened, this is from the Tyler, local newspaper in Tyler, Texas, the Tyler Morning Telegraph at tylerpaper.com. Although the girls were disheartened, they were determined.
Well, if you can't count on the government to dash the dreams of little girls, who can you count on to do it?
They were determined not to give up. That's when the Tyler Morning Telegraph reported the story, and since then, the girls' plight has been heard nationwide. The girls' oldest sister, Jessica Hidalgo, age 25, describes them as headstrong, calling Andrea a born leader. 19-year-old sister Allison Horton said she was very proud of her sisters. The girls also have an older brother who is in the military. Ms. Hidalgo said, "I wasn't surprised when they decided to keep moving forward and try to get support for another one. We're thankful and blessed people are supporting them. It's for our dad," unquote. The girls decided to find a way to keep going. They found that while they couldn't sell the lemonade, they could give it away and accept tips. After an outpouring of support, including tickets to Six Flags and Splash Kingdom, they decided any money would go to a scholarship dedicated to the memory of two family members. If support exceeds expectations, the family will start the Green Girls, that's their last name, Green, the Green Girls Lemonade Scholarship.
I don't think anybody thought they were green, dude.
For business administration students. So that's nice. So they're talking about, you know, they had such an outpouring of support from people nationwide. They already got the tickets they were looking to raise the money for to the water park. So it's wonderful that, you know, the kind-hearted people of America stepped up to help these girls out when the black-hearted government goons refused to do anything to help them in any way, shape, or form. Oh, yeah, they were going to waive the permit fee. Whoopie-doo. Of one of two permits. Remember, they still needed a health code permit on which the county government had not intended and does not intend to waive their fee. But I think there's an interesting point here. Remember, the government's excuse, the police chief's excuse from the first news story was that this is about bacteria. We need to get these girls to have a permit from the health department and the, you know, peddler's permit because of bacteria as a possibility. This is scary. Health code, fear. Well, wait a minute. Now they can just get around all that by accepting donations instead of selling it? Why does the act of selling lemonade put it at greater risk of a bacterial, infection or whatever you want to call that?
This is a philanthropic infection. This isn't a commercial infection. I mean, this is really the ludicrousness of all this. It's absolutely insane.
So,
I mean, if it isn't obvious here that this is a license intended to protect the government from the fact that people would compete with other businesses that have already paid the government for licenses, I mean, this is what it obviously comes down to. They're not stopping infections. They weren't stopping infections with
the first
peddler's
right.
license, because if that was the case, you wouldn't need a peddler's license. Just get the permit from the health department.
Steve Maxwell came all the way from Shreveport to get a glass of ice-cold lemonade. Maxwell said, "I disagree with the police chief very much. When I found out they were going to accept tips, I just told myself, I'm going to go. I just wanted to support them." Shreveport. He came out from Shreveport to go to this thing. Ms. Evans, that's mom. Now, here's where things get pretty sad. Ms. Evans, said she has seen a lot of bad information making the rounds on the internet, and wanted people to know that they hadn't intentionally broken any laws. She says, "We shut up shop right then, and we hadn't sold a cup of lemonade since. I strongly support the community, and I don't hate my community." Now, the editor put the community in parentheses, the first one. So the statement was, "I strongly support it, and I don't hate my community." I presume it was it that the editor replaced with the community there. As though the government is the community. As though what the government wants is somehow a reflection of what the people around her actually want. Because I suspect if she had illegally opened that lemonade stand, the community would have still come out to support it.
The government is antisocial.
It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-940-5957. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-940-5957. That's 1-800-940-5957. 1-800-940-5957.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're doing the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. Maybe you are one of the people who supports cracking down on these little kids, little boys and girls, just thinking they can go open up their own lemonade stand. Don't they know what country they live in?
Land is free.
This is the United States, and no one will open a lemonade stand without asking government permission. At least not in Texas, apparently. That's where this recent iteration of this has happened. But don't think for a moment that this couldn't happen near you.
Well, when, before the country was founded, one of the problems that the colonists had was is that all the licenses that the king handed out to his favorite folks. Protesting licenses is about the most extraordinarily American thing you can do.
All right, we're going to continue. We'll give you a little bit more on the two little girls in Texas and what happened today when they reopened the lemonade stand as a donation-only lemonade stand. But first, you need to protect yourself when you're online, and ProXPN can help you do that. It's a global virtual private network. They encrypt your data connection, whether you're on your smartphone, your laptop, your desktop computer, your business computer. You get ProXPN, you get it installed, your connection is encrypted, meaning your internet service provider will no longer know what you're doing online. And that's valuable because it means they can't sell your information to anybody. It means that they can't turn it over to the government. And even if you don't think you're doing something illegal online, you might be surprised. Remember, it's illegal to sell lemonade, so you might just not know really what all is illegal and isn't. So go and protect yourself. Plus, it'll help you avoid criminals sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets because, again, those packets will be encrypted. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. That's proxpn.com/FTL. Grab the software. It's free for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux. You get set up, get connected, and you're good to go. You're going to want to upgrade to their premium account, likely, because then you get the unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use this promo code to save 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy an annual account. The code is FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. And the number 50, it breaks the price down to about $5 a month. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. And don't forget promo code FTL50 as we continue here. More on the little girl's lemonade stand and what mom has to say about it now, several days later, after a huge outpouring of support from people around the community. I have to say I'm a little disappointed with mom here, but we'll give you her quotes in just a moment. Let's go first, though, to Gail, listening in California. Gail, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, I'm calling from California regarding the dog license. This is a verbatim quote. California Food and Agricultural Code Section 30951A provides an option to the city or county-issued dog license. This section provides, quote, a metallic tag which gives the name and post office address of the owner. Once this tag is attached to the collar of the owner's dog, the dog owner is in full compliance with state law.
Awesome.
This has been tested locally, local city. The fellow went up, talked to the chief of police. They argued about it. He finally consulted the proper state statutes, and he does not have to purchase a city dog license.
And so you're saying if you follow the code in California at the state level, that somehow overrides city ordinance?
It does.
Sure it does.
Continuing on with that, California State Constitution provides in Article 11, Section 7, a county or city may make and enforce within its limits all local police, sanitary, and other ordinances and regulations, and this is underlined, not in conflict with general laws. So a city or county dog license is in contact, in conflict with general laws. Therefore, you refer back to Food and Agricultural Code Section 30.
So wait a minute. I don't want to hear any more government laws. It's about as much as I can take in any one sitting. So, Gail, so what you're saying is
the
that...
State of California does not require a dog license issued by the city or county.
But there is one issued by the state, but it doesn't...
No, there's not. There's just basically they have a rule that if you have your name
on the
and
dog.
Address
okay.
on the dog...
You don't have to purchase anything.
So you can go, right, okay, I got you. You can just go to Petco and get a little hangy tag thing that's engraved
exactly.
or something.
Exactly.
Okay, hey, cool, Dale. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the heads up. I'm sorry, I can only take so much government law reading.
So I had one for my cat, Senior Grouchy Pants, and because I thought it was funny to put Senior Grouchy Pants on a tag, but I put my telephone number on there rather than my address. It made more sense to me that if the cat's gone, I'm liable to be out looking for the cat.
Okay.
If you find the cat and you bring him to my house...
You're not there.
Right. Then, you know, I'm not there. That didn't make much sense to me. So the law saying that you have to have your address on there, I suppose having an address is fine. You could have a telephone number, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, on this particular one, they only had three lines of text that you could put on it. So... I was stuck with, you know, Senior Grouchy Pants is a pretty long name, so all I could put was a telephone number.
So in the first story about the lemonade crackdown in Texas on two little girls aged 7 and 8 for selling lemonade to try to raise money to go to a water park, the mom sounded like she was really frustrated with the system at that time. She said it was ridiculous that she had to go to the health department at the county level, get a permit from them before she could get the permit for the peddler's permit from the city, which supposedly was going to waive the fee for the peddler's permit. She thought it was ridiculous. But here's what she says now in this follow-up story over at the Tyler, Texas paper, the Tyler Morning Telegraph. She says, "We shut up shop right then, and we haven't sold a cup of lemonade since. I strongly support it, and I don't hate my community." Unquote. Perhaps the most upsetting was...
So it sounds like some busybodies there that were trying to shame her into not getting this permit because she hates the community or something like that. Or
they wanted her to get the permit.
They wanted her to get that permit for that reason. Or, you know, that she didn't sufficiently lick the boots of the police officers that thought that it was a good idea to bother...
Well, she's going
to
do that right now.
7 and 8-year-olds for a permit for lemonade.
She's going to lick some boot right now. Here we go. Quote... the article says, "Perhaps most upsetting was the way people have attacked the character of Overton's police officers." Mom said, quote, "These people don't know us. They don't know the closeness of our community. To sit behind a computer screen thousands of miles away and call our police chief scum is not fair." Unquote. So she's talking about the people who were commenting on, you know, Facebook or the various different news articles that came out about this. And so she's defending the very same police chief who targeted her daughters for attack for running a lemonade stand. This is like, you know, a slave defending the master for whipping their kids or something like that. It's sick. This woman is sick. She sees... clearly, that the lemonade licensing is completely ridiculous, and, you know, it doesn't make any sense.
The enforcer of the rule is somehow not responsible for their actions. And this is
He's a good man. He's just doing his job.
This is really difficult. Well, that's okay. So that was what was said in the Nuremberg trials, too. I mean,
I didn't actually say that here.
Right. This gets said all the
basically
time.
Basically, what she said.
It gets said all the time. And the fact is that if you're going to hold the government bureaucrat, the government politicians responsible for having passed the law in the first place, and everybody's willing to do that because everybody hates them, a politician. Well, if you're going to hold the politician responsible, you need to hold law enforcement responsible for upholding that law, too. They have discretion. They could have said, you know what, there's more important laws to enforce right now. We're going to go off and do that.
By the end of the day, today, the girls had raised about $600. Woo, not too shabby. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts with us.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We've got time for you if you want to join us here on this live Saturday edition of the program, 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Skype in at username lrn.fm. Mark, what super important Bitcoin website, super relevant Bitcoin website is for sale right now, the whole operation, not just the URL, not just the domain name, but the whole site?
SpendBitcoins.com. It's one of the oldest and largest Bitcoin merchant directories, and it's for sale. Over 10,000 Bitcoin accepting merchants are listed on the website. It has over 3 million page views since its inception. It's number one on Google search for terms such as, where can I spend Bitcoins? You can sell Bitcoins there, sell ads, sell premium listings. The world's your oyster. Do what you want with SpendBitcoins.com. But you get yourself one of the most important URLs that have to do with the inside the Bitcoin sphere, and you get a business to go with it. SpendBitcoins.com/sale to bid on it. And it's got about a day left. SpendBitcoins.com/sale. At this point, last I looked earlier in the show, it was about $4,000.
Yeah, just over $4,100, I think.
Yep, something like that.
$4,150.
SpendBitcoins.com/sale.
All right, our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. So if you have more comments on the Lemonade Crackdown, I'd love to hear it. Maybe we can find another supporter of cracking down on lemonade stands. I couldn't believe we actually had one call earlier tonight. And you can join us on Skype as well if you'd like. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's change gears, Mark, and talk about Bitcoin. It's been a while since we've gotten into some Bitcoin-related news. There's a little bit of good news. Well, actually, there's a lot of good news in the Bitcoin sphere. I have a little bit of it in my show prep for tonight, which is about Shapeshift.io. They're leaving New York State because they don't want to comply with the recently developed Bit license, as it's called. But let's instead talk about the bad news. The bad news is that the Washington Post is trashing Bitcoin. This has nothing to do with Bitcoin as a viable currency. It's incredibly viable and wonderful and currently worth over $230 per Bitcoin and accepted by industry and charities all around the globe. Bitcoin's awesome. If you don't know anything about it yet, it's a decentralized currency that is not issued by any bank or any government. Decentralized meaning that it can't be taken down. They can't raid there's no central office. There's no Bitcoin company. Bitcoin's just an idea that is sort of curated by people who support the idea, essentially.
Yeah. This is an indictment against the newspaper that printed this story.
The Post, Washington Post.
With these old complaints about Bitcoin. I mean, we're talking about complaints from 3 years ago.
Yeah.
That were debunked 3 years ago. I mean, this isn't news. This is...
Well, people are still saying marijuana grows breasts on men, and, you know, there's all kinds of lies about that, and that's been going on for close to 100 years.
At the very least, you should be able to define the words you use as a pejorative term.
Sometimes it's hard... This is from Matt O'Brien at the Washington Post. Sometimes it's hard to tell whether Bitcoin is more like a Ponzi scheme or a pyramid scheme. Whatever it is, though, it isn't a currency. It's a tech stock.
Not a stock.
No.
It's not a pyramid scheme. It's not a Ponzi scheme, okay? It bears really no resemblance to any of these things. The thing it closest bears a resemblance to is a currency or a money transmission system. It's both of those at the same time. It is a money transmission system that has its own units, and those units can be used as a currency. I know I use them as a currency, but maybe not every day, but at least every week.
So, not stock. Stock is a pain in the butt. I've had a little bit of stock in my time, and I prefer to not have any stock, personally. It's a pain to deal with. It's a pain to acquire.
Bitcoin isn't a business. You can only own stock in a company. Bitcoin and companies are controlled by people. Bitcoin is not controlled by
anybody.
And
I cannot transfer stock easily. It's a pain to acquire it in the first place. It's a pain to get rid of the stuff. You know, you got to go through some brokerage. And then there's fees involved in that, and there's time that it takes, and paperwork in order to deal with stock. Bitcoin is
a digital commodity.
Money.
You could call it a digital commodity.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. It's money to me because I just bought, for instance, I paid a gentleman today with Bitcoin for services, and I paid for products with Bitcoin as well. It's super easy to use. You just get a smartphone app, or if you don't have a smartphone, you can do it in other ways, like through blockchain.info. And you can send money to anyone, anywhere in the world for next to nothing. But let's go on with the misinformation and probably outright lies here from the Washington Post. So he says, each Bitcoin is really a share in a system that seems to make it cheaper to transfer things online. Money, stocks, bonds, even the deed to your house by cutting out the middleman. Well, kind of. Bitcoin doesn't remove the middleman so much as replace him with middlemen who don't make you pay much, but make society as a whole do so instead. Is this progress? What does that even mean, that society is somehow paying the transfer for the transfer of Bitcoins? What kind of crazy statement is that?
It's going to get rid of things like MoneyGram and Western Union. It's going to replace those.
So the death of old industry is somehow making society
pay for
something?
This is the best thing I can come up with, unless this man has some kind of backing for this ridiculous statement he's made. I mean, this is like saying, we can't have light bulbs. Candlestick makers will lose their jobs.
He says, is this progress? It's supposed to be. Ever since the early days of the Internet, people have been trying to figure out how to transfer money online without having to go through the financial system. The problem, though, is if I send you money, how do you know I haven't already spent it or sent it to somebody else?
Because Bitcoin is uncounterfeitable, and the double spin problem was solved with the creation of Bitcoin more than half a decade ago.
Did this guy even bother to research his article before he just spouted off at the mouth?
Right. This is the most ignorant. These are, I mean, it's like he wrote this 6 years ago and then decided to get the Post decided to publish it. This is stupid.
So he asked this question, how do you know I haven't already spent it or sent to someone else?
Because it's impossible.
You don't, he says. So the only solution...
Yes, I do. I know far better that Bitcoin cannot be counterfeited or double spent than you know with U.S. dollars.
He says the only solution, sir, has been to have a trusted third party, like a bank, sit in between us. I send the money to the bank. It verifies that I actually have this money to send, and then it sends it on to you, all for a 2% fee, of course. Well, Bitcoin verifies that you have the money.
This is a technology. And banking is a technology. It's a technology that is thousands of years old, right? People wrote pieces of paper, receipts, and these sorts of things. Bitcoin is simply a new ledger technology that handles the work that humans had to do in the past. This is a step forward, and no, you don't need some inefficient banking system full of people who make mistakes in order to charge you 2% to mess everything up and hand over forms to the government that get you put in jail. No, you do not need that.
One, sending Bitcoin takes an instant. Literally. As long as you and the other recipient have internet connections, you will see the transaction almost as instantaneously as you press the send button. As soon as that send button goes, it broadcasts to the network and the person receives the information that this Bitcoin is incoming. Now, with the Bitcoin system, there are what are called confirmations. So the Bitcoin network is constantly checking itself to make sure that everything is cool. And
that way you can't double spend.
Right.
That way you can't send money to somebody, to the same amount of money to two people.
Some companies will allow you to spend the Bitcoin that you receive after only two confirmations. Others might make you wait till six confirmations. Either way, you're not looking at more than 10 or 20 minutes before the full amount of Bitcoin that has been sent to you is available. But the indication that the Bitcoin is coming is sent instantaneously to you for next to zero fee. So this guy's like, oh, well, go to the bank and then they'll verify you got the money and then it'll be a 2% fee. Well, by the way, transferring money bank to bank with like a wire transfer or an ACH or something like that takes time.
Yes.
I just got a wire transfer the other day and it's, you know, still pending, right? That I don't have that money yet. I can't spend it. Bitcoin, 20 minutes max generally.
Right. You will know within the time of that first confirmation that you don't have a double spend on your hands. This is nonsense. I can't believe this paper published it.
2 cents pretty much is what I generally spend on Bitcoin fees. No matter how much I'm sending. $5, $5,000. It's 2 cents. Right now, we're coming up here in moments, Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, we're back with Free Talk Live. We're doing the live Saturday edition of the program. If you didn't get a chance to pick up your phone and join us tonight, maybe you wanted to comment on the lemonade stand debacle in Texas or the dog licensing. It was an incredibly popular topic tonight. You're still welcome to do that tomorrow night. You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. That is the point of the show, and we're here live 7 nights a week. So you can join us for our live Sunday show, even if you don't get it on your local talk radio station. What's that? You're not listening on your local talk station? Well, we've got over 150 of them. Maybe you can listen in your local market. Go and check our affiliates list at affiliates.freetalklive.com. And there's a link there at the top of the affiliates page to give you more information about how you can contact your local talk station. Maybe you don't have Free Talk Live on the airwaves in your local market, and you'd like that to happen. Well, you can call your local program directors of the talk stations in your area and ask them real nicely for Free Talk Live. And they might just add the show. You never know. It doesn't hurt to ask. And so we'll give you the instructions on how best to go about doing that over at affiliates.freetalklive.com. Or you can just go to local.freetalklive.com, and it'll take you right to those instructions.
We were just at the Talkers New York event.
That's right.
Just yesterday. And
losing it up.
You know, getting to you hear all these guys that run radio stations talking about how they want the next generation audience, the younger people. Well, here's a little surprise for you. You're not going to get, you know, people from 25 to 54 by having hosts who are 65 plus.
Mm-hmm. So back to Bitcoin. We are reading a hit piece from the Washington Post. This man, whoever it is that has written the article, he's done some level of research because he has a rudimentary, and I'm having a tough time even calling it that, but there's some things he gets right in his upcoming description here of Bitcoin, but he is sorely misinformed about it and seems to believe that the old banking system is vastly superior, even though Bitcoin beats it on every single aspect. Let's go on, though. He says Bitcoin's breakthrough is to have a decentralized network of miners sit in between us instead, us being the buyer and seller. Now remember, these miners are trying to win new bitcoins by solving computationally taxing math problems. The clever part, though, is that in the process of doing so, they also create a public ledger of every single bitcoin transaction, what's called the blockchain. That includes every bitcoin that's ever been won, every bitcoin that's ever been used, and every bitcoin that's ever been transferred.
Yes, they create a perfect ledger.
That's right.
That is checked over hundreds of thousands, millions of times, whereas what's the bank doing?
Well, they'll screw it up sometimes.
Yeah, everybody screws things up. But we have the world's largest computer. That's right. What Bitcoin is, the world's largest computer working on this.
So now he says, we don't need a bank to know I have the money I'm sending you and that I'm only sending it to you. The miners confirm all this. And the best part is that instead of having to pay the bank myself to do this, the system pays the miners in new Bitcoins. And by the way, once the Bitcoins run out, because there is a maximum of 21 million Bitcoins, then the miners will make money off the mining fee. So there are still fees generally that you can actually send Bitcoin with no fee, but it will take longer because you won't be prioritized. Basically.
I've had a transaction not go through as a result.
If you haven't sent a fee?
Of not putting a fee on. I generally put a tip on of somewhere between 1 cent and 5 cents in order to make sure something goes through quickly, and that takes care of everything.
That's nothing. I mean, that's next to zero.
In 2140, when the Bitcoin rewards go away for these transactions, either Bitcoin will have failed or it would be successful at that point.
Sure.
And I don't think that it's really an issue as to whether or not you're tagging on a penny's worth of Bitcoin.
The question, though, so he's relatively accurate in his statement, the paragraph here, Mark, about the mining, right?
Yeah.
You say so?
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. It gets bad now. The question, though, is how you get people to mine Bitcoin to begin with.
Rewards.
Sure. I mean,
there are people jumping in all the time. The technology in mining has outpaced what the average person can do. But
right.
It could go back to regular computers doing it. People were mining Bitcoins with regular computers.
Just to clarify what you're saying, when you say the technology has outpaced, let's put a little perspective here. When Bitcoin started, anybody with a home computer could do some Bitcoin mining. Then they started coming out with custom mining rigs that would outdo the home computers. Then major, mega corporations in China started building, whole mining super facility things that were dedicated to mining Bitcoin. So we have no problem giving people the incentives to mine Bitcoin because they get Bitcoin from mining the Bitcoin.
And what would be the incentive for opening a bank, sir?
He goes on to say, sure, you can tell them that Bitcoin is digital money they can use to buy things online, but they already have money.
You mean
money.
Like at overstock.com? Yeah. You mean it like going through places like purse.io?
But they already have money they can use to buy things online.
Well, who would possibly want more money?
And while merchants would be more than happy to save the 2.5% they pay in credit card transaction fees, by the way, American Express, Discover, I've heard they're 4 to 5%, and typically merchants would be paying 3%. You have to be a pretty big merchant to get down to 2.5% or less percent.
I'm sure merchants would love it for just to have to deal with a 2.5% processing fee. Let's not forget that these banks hold the sword of Damocles over their head that when something goes wrong with the sale,
chargebacks.
The chargebacks, and then they get their money tied up for months. Dealing with PayPal is like dealing with Satan.
Customers are a lot more blasé since they don't pay them directly.
Indeed.
The answer then was to do what makes anything popular, make it exclusive. Specifically, Bitcoin limits the total number of coins that will ever be created to 21 million.
Now, this is the reason they're doing it for exclusivity. No. They're doing it because fiat currency, inflationary currencies like the U.S. dollar and pretty much everything everywhere, they have inherent problems. There's an economic philosophy called Austrian economics that focuses on deflationary currencies like silver, gold, Bitcoin, and these are superior in many ways to inflationary currencies.
Now, for Bitcoin's first year and a half, year six now? As Nathaniel Popper documents in his page-turning history, Digital Gold, there were only still a handful of people, if that, mining it. But that began to change when libertarians who were convinced, just convinced, that the Federal Reserve's money printing would mean the doom of the dollar, discovered Bitcoin and its non-inflatable money supply. A boom was born. But what made people mine bitcoins is what is kept from spending bitcoins. Think about it like this. Bitcoin's finite supply means that its price should go up and keep going up. So if you have dollars that are losing little value to inflation every year and bitcoins that are gaining it, which one are you going to use to buy things with? Now, that's his best objection.
Oh, yeah,
so far.
It's a great objection. And this is the objection to a deflationary currency. Is that the deflationary currencies incentivize hoarding of money?
It's Gresham's Law as well, right? Where
Exactly.
Isn't Gresham's Law where you spend the bad money instead of the good?
Yes. But as long as they're both government money.
I haven't heard that detail about
Gresham's law. That's my understanding. Yes, you have, because I've told you before.
Okay, well, I didn't retain that detail about Gresham's law.
Yeah, so, I mean, what it does is that in this circumstance, yeah, what he's claiming is that deflationary currencies incentivize saving. And they'll call it hoarding if that's what you want to do. And it drives up the cost of money. So if, for instance, I'm holding on, I have some bitcoins. I've got 100 bitcoins. And you, Ian, you need a loan. Well, today, under inflationary currencies, you can probably get a loan for something like 6 or 7% or whatever. But I have this 100 bitcoins, and we're in a bitcoin world, a deflationary world. Well, you say you want a loan, and I'm like, well, it's going to be 25% on my money. Because I don't want to let my money go. I know it's going to be worth more next year because we're in a deflationary currency as opposed to an inflationary currency. Now, what he isn't figuring here is that Bitcoin is a currency. It is not the currency. Gold is a currency. Mm-hmm. It is not the currency. Silver is a currency. It is not the currency. There may be other currencies that come into play. Therefore, all currency does is represent value, the amount of value that you can trade it for. Currently, bitcoins, you can trade them for $233.62, according to a chart I'm looking at right here. This is a marketplace. This is how our economy is built, and it's a good thing. I get his complaint, and it is a sound economic complaint, but we see what inflationary currencies do, too. There's a boom-bust cycle. Can anybody say 2006?
But the average person, he's right. I mean, the average person looking at a pile of dollars and the thought that Bitcoin could go up in value is going to spend the dollars. That makes sense. So here's the way you get around that. And Patrick Byrne over at Overstock.com has figured this out, because didn't he announce recently that they were going to offer a discount for people paying in Bitcoin? Yep. I believe he did. And in fact, he got the idea from being on Free Talk Live.
You gave it to him.
But further, Purse.io can make it so you can get 20 to 30% off, even higher, if you want, on Amazon. And I've been using it, and it's been working very, very well. In fact, we're going to be talking more about Purse, hopefully, in upcoming weeks here on the program, which I'm excited about. But if a customer knew that they could spend dollars, they could spend $200 on Amazon on a product in cash and get that product, or they could spend $150 and get the same product, $150 worth of Bitcoin, then what will they choose?
Well, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, it's damn obvious. In fact, I've saved hundreds of dollars already on products by using Purse to buy through Amazon. We're out of time. There's more to this ridiculous article. We'll continue tomorrow night. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Geico is available 24/7, unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/never. And with Geico's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts through my Geico app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating Geico.
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercronius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to GOG.ninja to get your copy of Hypercronius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercronius. GOG.ninja. Code FTL.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.